This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
والجهاد أفضل. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كلمة الحق عند سلطان جائر. Tonight's hadith is from the collection of An-Nisa'i, and it's a sound chain of narration narrated to us by Tariq ibn Shihab, where he says that there was a man who came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and asked him a question. And what's interesting in this hadith, it's added before the question, it added a small detail that this man was putting his foot into the there's a foot a footstep that's tied to a saddle of the horse. I forget what the name is in English, but he was putting his foot into it while he was asking the Prophet ﷺ, and I'll come back to this in a moment. And he asked him, what is the best form of jihad? What is the best form of struggle, of perseverance? And the Prophet ﷺ said, saying the truth to leaders who are oppressive or unjust. Speaking the truth to power, essentially. Speaking the truth to power. And what's interesting here is the man who was putting his foot in the description into the footstool of the horse is indicating to us that this person was likely going on to jihad, physical jihad. And so he was asking the Prophet ﷺ as he was climbing, what is the best form? And most people think, you know, it's the physical perseverance and struggle. But the Prophet ﷺ told them, saying truth to power is even more powerful. It's more powerful. And so what we see today, and why is it more powerful, by the way, before we go into, obviously, Gaza, it's when you go for a physical, you know, physical struggle of perseverance, there may not be an imbalance of power. There may be two sides that have equal or, you know, similar powers. But when you are saying truth to power, A, you are at there's no balance of power, you're certainly lower, and B, they're unjust. And so the equation here is not in your favor. Most likely, if not 100% certainty, that this is going to impact somebody in their life, in their career, in their job, whatever it is, speaking truth to power. This is almost a guarantee because the equation is not on your side. What we see in Gaza, and many of us have felt that, you know, I wish I was in Gaza to go and volunteer and help out humanitarian efforts, and I feel like I'm just here and I can't help them. This hadith is teaching us otherwise. This is teaching us that we have an opportunity and an obligation to speak truth to power. We all know that this oppression is spearheaded by power that is equipping the oppressor, that is supporting the oppressor, that is funding the oppressor, that is stacking weapons in the inventory of the oppressor, that is defending the oppressor, that is censoring the oppressor, that is funding propaganda for the oppressor. And all of this is happening where? In this very country and in down south. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us here for a reason, not in Gaza, because our struggle, our perseverance is here. And it's significant and it's not little. And what we see today is our brothers and sisters, our younger brothers and sisters, have put this hadith to practice. Many of them in the US, across many universities, and now in Canada, including Western, are sacrificing their education. They're sacrificing potentially their parents' investment, saving for a child to go to university, sacrificing that, sacrificing their employment afterwards, sacrificing their career. For what? To say truth to power. This power that we're talking about, it could be in the form of government, media, private companies, military, or institutions that are academic. And our younger brothers and sisters have done that, and they've held their ground. And across the US, it's been over a month, and across the world, in Japan, in Mexico, students are standing up to power. Because that's what's in their capability. Their power is their education and who governs their education. Our brothers and sisters in Western have been there almost for 2 weeks. And they put everything on the line. And they've given me personally a new understanding of the ayah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ شُهَدَاءَ لِلَّهِ وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. O you who believe, be bearers of justice, witnesses to Allah, even if it's against yourself. What they're doing is against themselves. There is no good that could potentially come good, in quotes, in terms of what could happen to them. Everything points towards something that's negative, but yet they still remain firm. So we have a duty to speak truth to power. And what I ask myself and everybody, inshallah, is at least we go to campus and spend some time there throughout our day. Try to go for an hour. If you're planning to meet somebody to talk or to hang out with your family, go hang out at Western. Bring the, you know, the brothers and sisters food. Bring them something to drink. Make your presence felt. This weekend was a long weekend. The numbers were really low. And that brings down morale. And they're sacrificing for us. They are. We need to sacrifice and support them. Because all of the risk is they're shouldering. So let's try, inshallah, to take our families, take some time throughout the day to go visit them, spend some time with them. If you can even camp out with them for a night, go for it. But let's support our brothers and sisters, and let's speak truth to power, because this is our duty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us in this country for a reason. This is not abath. He picked, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the place and the time for us to be alive is here. So you don't look at Gaza and say, oh, I'd love to go help in Gaza, but we have a duty here, and this needs to be fulfilled. So I hope that was beneficial, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us bearers of justice and witnesses to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and grant victory to our brothers and sisters. Yarwi Nisa'iyu fi sunanihi bi sanadin sahih an Tariq ibn Shihab anna rajulan sa'ala an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa qad wada'a rijlahu fi al-gharzi ayu al-jihadi afdal faqala an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kalimatul haqqi 'inda sultanin ja'ir. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا